Can everybody hear me? I promised Virya Devi I would enunciate and speak slowly during this talk because I'm actually originally from New Jersey, where we don't do either of those things. Virya Prabha is also from New Jersey. I'll just out you. She's laughing over there. Okay, today we're getting started on the first of the four stages of this system of meditation that Kula Prabha has introduced us to. And from the perspective of the system of meditation, the first thing a meditator would aim to do is to integrate herself. And according to Bhante, this means, quote, giving birth to oneself as an integrated person, as a self-aware individual. And the dictionary defines integration as the act of combining or adding parts to make a unified whole. So that's what we will be exploring this morning. You all have the paper on the system of meditation. So I'm not going to try to recap that, actually. And what I'm going to say is very personal. And I didn't really prepare for this talk by going and researching everything the Buddhist canon has to say about mindfulness or integration. Instead, I really actually enjoyed preparing for this quite a bit because I just reflected on what my experience actually has been as a meditator, what I've learned from the past 12 years in my own meditation practice and in meditating with others and teaching others how to meditate, which is what I've done a lot of. And this approach seemed very appropriate to the topic, you know, mindfulness, integration. One of the main aspects of mindfulness or sati or smriti is just asking what's really happening, what's happening now, without in any way adding or subtracting anything, without interfering, just noticing what's happening. So that seemed an appropriate approach. The talk's also very personal in that I had all of you in mind, the order, and I think I'd give quite a different talk at our public center to newcomers who came in the door. Not entirely, but it is a talk for people who have been meditating for a while. And what I'd like to say to you as people who have been undertaking that path, that journey. So it's very personal. I hope you listen to what I say without getting worried or negating your own experience if something I say doesn't really accord with your experience. Or without negating my experience. But I won't know if you're doing that, so that's okay. So in a way, I hope what I say is just an encouragement for you to ask that same question, just to reflect what's actually happening when I come into awareness, when I move into awareness. And as Kula Prabha was speaking, I was thinking, wow, what a great image. You know, we've got this Amitabha. Also very reminiscent of the Buddha. Just holding up this flower, it's quite demanding, I think. It just throws us back on our own experience, saying, well, what is happening right now? What do you see? What do you understand? And in general, I hope that we in the Western Buddhist order follow through on broadening our acknowledgement of what constitutes genuine spiritual practice. I think that's something that's a conscious development, and I think it's fantastic. And I think we can do that and keep the rigor that Kula Prabha reminded us of in Bhante's own sort of helpful suggestion in how to tell if something is genuine practice and not just a way to fortify our preferences, our egoistic preferences. Okay, and the last thing I'll say by way of introduction is just a little bit about myself as a meditator, because that might help you understand where I'm coming from. I learned to meditate with the FWBO, and I'm very grateful for that. It has been the foundation of my practice. And also, being in the San Francisco Bay Area, we have a lot of very high-quality teaching available to us in the Dharma and in meditation, and I've taken advantage of that with a lot of discrimination. So I've pursued that, which has sort of rounded out where my own practice seems to be going. So mostly it's through the Insight Meditation Society, IMS, who's with Joseph Goldstein. I've been on a week-long retreat with him. And I've been on 2-week-long retreats with Lama Suryadas, which is the Dzogchen tradition. I'll explain a little more about what that is. It's just complete open awareness. And Lama Suryadas is also a student of Dzogchen Rinpoche, which is very nice because there's a connection to our own refuge tree and what he has studied with Dzogchen. And as Dayanandi said, I've also been a pretty active encourager of the... Okay, here's where the Pali scholars have really got me nervous. I think it is Anapanasati Sutta. Anapanasati Sutta. As a way to take the mindfulness of breathing further, build on the foundation to make it a practice where we're actually cultivating vipassana or insight. And my explorations are right now are something that I'm thinking of bringing back into the order when I'm learning. So it's good to be able to do that with you today. I don't feel like it really separates me from the FWBO. I mean, I was on a retreat with Lama Suryadas in April, and I was sitting there receiving these teachings and sort of wondering, you know, what am I doing here? It's definitely beneficial. What I'm experiencing is definitely beneficial. And if I want to pursue this, do I need to do something different? You know, do I need to, like, for example, take this man as my teacher? And for now, but it didn't seem like that at all. I just felt like there was some really genuine dharma that I could have access to, and what a fortunate life, what a fortunate human life, especially to be in the San Francisco Bay Area, not just because of the beautiful countryside, but because of how much dharma is coming through there. Reminds me a little bit of Bhante and Kalimpong, you know, with all these teachers coming through.